Legends, Beasts and Monsters by Anthony Horowitz, read by John Sessions. The Riddle of the Sphinx, Greek. What creature has four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon, and three legs in the evening? This was almost certainly the first riddle ever invented. It was told by a ghastly creature that had arrived one day outside the city of Thebes in ancient Greece. The creature was called the Sphinx, and it had the head of a woman, the body of a lion, the wings of an eagle, and the tail of a snake. There was only one road to Thebes, and you could not get into the city without passing the creature, and you could not pass the creature, which was also very large and very fast, without being asked the riddle. One of the first people who came across the Sphinx was a young man called Haemon. He had been on his way to see his uncle, who happened to be the king of Thebes, when he found his way blocked. Many other people would have run away from so bizarre a mixture of bird, beast, snake, and woman, but Haemon, coming from royal stock, was afraid of nothing.
"Stand where you are,"
the Sphinx demanded, with the voice of an angry schoolteacher. Its tail writhed in the dust, and its wings beat at the air. "What do you want?" Haemon asked, his hand falling to his sword.
"I have a riddle for you,"
the Sphinx said. "A riddle?" Haemon relaxed. "That sounds fun. What is it?"
"What creature has four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon, and three legs in the evening?"
Well, let me see now. Four legs in the morning, it's not a dog.